I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. This will be the fifth year for the Switchboard Festival. Ryan Brown and John Russell are two of its three directors.
We came up with the idea of Switchboard as a way of bringing a lot of this very creative music that was crossing genres in different ways together and giving it sort of an institutional home.
That's John Russell, who plays the clarinet and was classically trained, but has since been exploring klezmer, jazz, and improvisation. Ryan Brown approached from the other direction as a self-taught electric guitar player who discovered classical music in college. He says the Switchboard Festival helps give exposure to music he describes as falling between the cracks of genres.
There's so much music out there nowadays, and it's kind of nice to have a curated event, a showcase for things that hopefully presents stuff that's very visceral and exciting and accessible that you might not otherwise discover.
Dominique Leone, he's doing kind of a reorchestration of Igor Stravinsky's Les Noces, this epic sort of cantata about a Russian peasant wedding. The Hurd Ensemble, which is run by George Hurd, it's a chamber ensemble, but it also has electronics. It's this really interesting blend of classical chamber music and electronica.
There are 13 acts in all, with two evening headliners. Volti, the contemporary a cappella choir, and Fawn Fables, a duo with folk-tinged vocals, percussion, and acoustic guitar. Festival co-director Ryan Brown.
What I'm especially looking forward to is seeing Volti and Fawn Fables come together at the end. They're going to collaborate on a song. And I think the two of them back-to-back should be a really amazing contrast and really represent what Switchboard's all about.
And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.